Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello and welcome to Forever 35, a podcast about the things we do take care of ourselves. I'm Doris Shafrir.
I'm Kate Spencer.
And we are not experts.
But we are two friends who like to talk a lot about serums.
And this is a mini episode where we hear from you, share your comments and thoughts, and answer your questions to the best of our ability.
And look, as we say, we are not experts. We are just podcast hosts. And we always encourage you to seek support first and foremost and always from a doctor and or a mental health professional as needed.
And if you want to reach us, our voicemail number is 781-591-0390. And our email is forever35podcast@gmail.com.
And just your weekly friendly reminder that we now have merchandise available, Forever 35 themed merch at forever35merch.com. And you can check out our new Forever 35 executive produced podcast. Gee, thanks. Just bought it wherever you pod.
Yeah.
Well.
All right.
Here we are back in mini episode land. And we're going to start with a voicemail tip.
Hi, Kate and Dory. I had to call in after listening to the episode with Carolyn Moss and her advice about two future brides. I got married in July, and I was very stressed out before my wedding, and I went and spoke with my therapist, and she gave me the best response she could give. She said, "What you can say to people who ask, what can I do to help?" You can respond with, "You know, the best thing you could do for me right now is just be happy with whatever I decide." And that helped me so much in the weeks before my wedding. So hopefully it helps other brides out there. And thanks for the pod.
What great advice.
Have you ever said that to anybody
No.
before? I would be scared but excited.
Mm-hmm.
As a people pleaser.
It's very powerful to say that.
It is. I mean, it's a really nice way of being like, back off.
Totally.
Kind of, right?
Yeah.
Like, you just can be cool with whatever I decide.
Yes.
I thought it was great. I'm going to try that in my life. I don't know what part of my life I'm going to try it in.
I'm going to try that with you.
I mean, I welcome it. Honestly, though, I mean, people have so many opinions about how we do everything.
Yes.
Well, moving on. Really starting this one off with a lot of energy. Dory, we have an email.
We do.
You want me to take this?
Yeah, please.
Hi, Kat and Dor. I noticed that a lot of your guests with curly hair almost always talk about how it's unprofessional or people have told them it was unprofessional, and I'd like to reframe the narrative on that. I have naturally very curly hair. I'm the only one in my family with it. My siblings have the perfect beach waves, and my parents both have very straight hair. Growing up, my mom took very good care of my hair until I turned 11 when it all went downhill. I wanted to be as independent as possible and take care of myself like any other preteen and wrecked my hair. Most of the time, it was in a low ponytail, unbrushed and unconditioned, very close to being the saddest my hair has ever been. When I turned 16, I started to care more about my appearance and my hair was a big part of that. Around this time, flat irons and side bangs were king. You can see my problem. Pin straight hair was what all the cool girls had, and maybe boys would like me more if I had this hair. Maybe I would be more liked, and maybe I destroyed my hair because I wanted to fit in. In college, I experimented a lot with my hair, always had a new cut or color to try and distract from the curl. Still taking curling irons, oh, the irony there, and flat irons to achieve that tousled, beachy wave look. It wasn't until maybe 3 years ago that I started to really love my hair. I grew it out, stopped using heat tools and hair dyes to fully explore who it was, because if you don't know, curly hair has a mind of its own. I've fallen in love with my hair and have only straightened it once. I did it right before Halloween this year. Everyone was shocked. I got so many compliments and comments. Wow, you look beautiful. Oh my God, are you going to be doing this often? Tons of likes and reactions on Instagram as well, and it all came back. The years of people seemingly only liking me when my hair was straight hit me hard, and I got upset. When listening to your last episode with Caroline Moss, she mentioned how she hated her curly hair and went through all of these lengths to change it, and dare I say, it triggered me. Side note, Caroline is great, and I love the new pod. It also reminded me of the other times your guests have said similar things, and it made me sad. And listen, I know people can do whatever they want with their hair, and I encourage that. But I just really wish that we can all stop calling curly hair unprofessional or like it's not the right thing to have and it needs to be changed. I want people to know that curly hair is the most amazing thing to have. The unruly, frizzy, wild beast on top of your head is amazing and beautiful and manageable, and odds are no one will ever be able to recreate its unique and special form. I'm sorry that was so long, and I know you both have straight hair, so it can be hard to understand, but I really feel passionate about this topic. If any of your listeners have great curly hair recommendations, I'm always up for new prods. Mm-hmm. We got a couple emails about this.
We did.
And in another email, a listener made the point that curly hair and the idea that it's unprofessional is rooted in racism. Mm-hmm. And this is extremely important to remember the way hair has been policed, especially the hair of people of color. So I wanted to note that because that's not something we have noted before. And
no.
You and I do both have straight hair. And I think it's
we have straight hair privilege.
Well, I mean, honestly, yes, we do.
I was being completely
okay. I didn't
honest.
Know if you were making a joke,
No,
we really do. I mean, I really, really listener. I'm so glad you wrote in. I appreciate it. I think we should talk a lot more about hair, and we will have to do that with guests because Dory and I, again, are just coming from the same place.
Yeah.
But thank you, listeners. If you want to drop those hair prods recommendations in our emails, we will share them. But yeah, I think you bring up a really interesting point. And actually, you know, I hadn't really noticed that had come up a lot and in the same kind of way. So I'm really glad people flagged it for us.
Yeah.
And I think it's a really, you're right. Curly hair should be embraced. And certainly no style should be labeled as professional or unprofessional.
Totally.
Although I know that it's happening all the time.
Yes.
So we have an email. Dory, it's to you.
It is to me.
So, I mean,
and there is a YouTube link included that we will link to on our website. But it says, Dory, you must watch this YouTube on empathy. It's an animated talk by Brené Brown. I learned about this at work as I'm getting into more of a project management / team coach in Agile.
I suspect that's a typo.
We call it being a servant leader. You did the exact right thing for your high school friend. You listened and offered empathy. I do the same. I'm a fixer. And yes, it is really hard to step back and listen and just say, I'm so sorry. That helps more than people realize. Also unrelated, I have an 11-month-old and all I want for her is a Pickler triangle.
Which, as you might recall, is a wooden climbing tool for young small children.
Indeed. Turns out I might have to get sooner rather than later.
Yeah, Story's son is very agile on his feet.
Too agile.
But this listener is referencing a recent full-length episode where you talked about how you just empathized with an old high school friend rather than trying to fix the thing they were talking about.
Yes.
And how revelatory that was.
Yeah, and how this has been kind of an ongoing journey for me. And I have to be mindful of it and conscious of it. So sort of like reframing my narrative around that has been very interesting for me.
It's cool work you're doing there, though. I just want to say.
Well, thanks. Thanks, Kate.
All right. We have one more email here.
And this is an update from a listener with the listener we heard from who had two small kids who had no time for themselves. And she wrote in, as an update, things are slightly better. My 7-month-old is now 9 months and he dropped his nighttime feed shortly after I wrote you. So although both still wake up and I think I'll be dealing with disrupted nights for years, it's better. My husband and I have both carved out our individual time away from the kids, which helps. And I've tried to stay very grateful for the fact that I have the privilege to be here, be their mommy, and be working in a career I love, taking care of others. Reframing the narrative.
I mean, this email to me is like somebody living all the best points we've ever made on this podcast.
Totally.
Like, you, like,
totally.
You're hitting it out of the park in terms of things we've talked about in the past two years. You're showing some gratitude.
You carved out individual time.
You're reframing that narrative.
Yes. And
you're sleeping, maybe.
And you're sleeping a little bit better.
Yeah. I mean, you're really modeling behavior for us.
Yes.
That we will try to emulate.
Thank you so very much.
And we're happy to hear things are going a little bit better.
Yeah. Thank God.
Yay. All right.
Let's take a short break.
Let's do it. We'll be right back.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
I think it's safe to say that we have suffered through bras. We've been uncomfortable in them. We've devoted whole episodes to finding good ones. But I'm here to say enough is enough. Enough. Enough.
I mean, drawn the line. Dory, have I ever told you? Have I ever told you what I did in college when I needed a bra to wear with a fancy dress?
What?
I cut the top of pantyhose and then I duct taped that to my chest.
Oh. Sounds uncomfortable.
Because I didn't have honey love when I was in college.
No. Well, we are here to say no more being uncomfortable. With Honey Love's bras, you will wonder why it took so long to make something so comfortable and so supportive. There's no underwire, but through some kind of wonderful magic, they managed to not sacrifice lift. All while making it in a fabric that's so comfortable, you barely know it's there, especially the crossover bra. I wear one of these almost every day. I'm wearing one right now because it's so comfortable and it easily fits into my life. But if you like a breathable and versatile legging, Honeylove has you covered on that front too. Plus, they have tanks, shapewear, and their V-bra that has molded cups still without the underwire to keep you from getting that dreaded uniboob effect other more relaxed bras tend to give you. So treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/forever. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/forever. After your purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them and please support our show and tell them we send you. Treat yourself to Honeylove because you deserve it.
You know, one thing I think is really kind of interesting about skin, my skin, but all skin, is that like what it needs now in my 40s is not what I needed in my 30s.
Totally.
Definitely not what I needed in my 20s.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But like, how are you supposed to know what your skin needs?
It's hard. It's hard to know.
Especially when there's just like so many products out there. The overwhelm is real. It's a struggle to even know how to get the results you want, what products to start with. This is why we're super excited to partner with Apostrophe. Apostrophe is a prescription skincare company that offers science-backed medications that are clinically proven to help. I have used Apostrophe. I love it. They will pair you with a board-certified dermatologist who literally creates a personalized treatment plan for your skin. I have done this a few times now. It is so easy to do their online consultation. You upload photos. And like within a few weeks, I had done the consultation and received my treatment plan and my product.
Amazing.
And that is how I became a tretinoin gal. I love the tretinoin that they sent me. I love their sunscreen. Both products have been amazing on my skin. And you, Forever 35 listeners, can get a special deal from Apostrophe. You can get your first visit for only $5. That's at apostrophe.com/forever35 when you use our code forever35. Now that is a savings of $15. I like that. This code is only available to Forever 35 listeners. So to get started, just go to apostrophe.com/forever35 and click get started. And then use our code forever35 at sign up and you will get your first visit for only $5. Thank you, Apostrophe, for sponsoring this episode. Well, hello again.
Hello.
We have a really delightful holiday idea here that we're squeaking in.
We are.
Right under the wire from a listener.
Hi, Kate and Dory. My name is Veronica. I love the podcast so much. I am a long-time listener. I wanted to call to tell you about a fun idea that I recently did. So I have two sister-in-laws on my husband's side of the family, and I love them so much. They are truly soul sisters for me. And when we get together, it's just the best. And we spent Thanksgiving together, and we decided this year that we would do a product swap, or a prod swap, as we like to call it, where we brought all of our products throughout the year that we've tried that didn't work for us, or we had free samples of, or, you know, something that we were maybe halfway through and thought wasn't right for us. And we brought them, and we had the best time going through each of the products and telling each other about what they were and then putting them in the middle, and then we all got to kind of go for it and grab whatever we wanted, and we've all been texting each other all week just saying how much we're enjoying our new product, and we didn't have to spend any money, and we got to try a lot of new things, some of which can be really expensive. So I thought I'd put that out there for maybe other listeners who might think that that is a cool and fun thing to do. I highly recommend it, and we decided it would definitely be a yearly tradition from now on. So that's all. I hope you all are having a great December, and keep being amazing. I love you guys so much. Bye-bye.
Love a prod swap.
This sounds fun.
It sounds super fun.
I would be down for this. You don't spend any money.
Yeah.
You get to talk about the prod.
Yeah.
And then share it.
Yes.
It's a win-win, win-win-win.
A win-win all around.
Can I just say how fun it sounds to have soul sisters?
Yes.
That sounds cool.
It does sound pretty cool.
You sound like a nice group.
You really do.
I don't know why that just like weaseled its way into my little heart. I don't know. Soul sisters.
Kate, this next email is
for you. That's right. That's right. It is.
And I really like this email.
Shall I read it?
Please do.
I'm catching up on old episodes after becoming a listener in the last few months. And I just wanted to say thanks to you, Kate. I realize I am a people pleaser. I had no idea. I can only assume, until further exploration with therapy, that this is a big reason why the last few years in a doctoral program have been very challenging. I really appreciate learning this about myself by listening to your experience. I am listening to episode 62 and wondering if you have thought more about this part of yourself since then. Oh. Yeah.
Well.
I think about it every day, actually.
Wow.
Yeah. Is that strange?
No.
I'm very conscious of it. I now actually bring it up in conversations, and I've used it to also help myself set boundaries. Mm. Like I realized, for example, that, you know, like you and I are exploring the idea of bringing on a new person on to help us out with the podcast. And I realized I can't, as much as it pained me, I could not hire somebody I know because I would have too hard of a time. I knew for my needs, I would have too hard of a time. I just wouldn't be able to do it.
Yeah.
Not that I can't work with friends, obviously, like you and I work together, but the thought of hiring someone or if we had a conflict, I knew it wouldn't work for me personally. And that really bummed me out. But I also was just like, I knowing my own boundaries, I'm a people pleaser and I don't think this would work for me.
Yeah. I think that's so important.
So I do think about it. And I also Here is something, listener, that I just recently became more aware of, is I'm worried that the way I encourage my daughters to treat people is stemmed in my world as a people pleaser and a person who doesn't like to cause conflict.
Whoa.
Yeah. And so it's, I have really had to think before I speak to them about specifically kind of about their friendships where like, you know, I'm constantly, I obviously want them to be kind and respectful people, but I am so afraid of rocking the boat and people being mad at me, and they seem less afraid of that. And I don't think that that's a bad thing. It just goes against how I am formed.
Yeah.
So I've had to really, I don't want to lead them down the path that I am on
that's
currently.
That's so interesting.
So I have been thinking a lot about that. And I also think I've done a better job explicitly or worrying less about the choices I make and everybody always being happy all the time. But it is hard for me. And I'm paralyzed by making mistakes. Paralyzed is the wrong word. I am constantly in fear of making mistakes and letting people down.
Do you think this is something you're going to try to unpack for 2020?
Definitely. I'm talking about it more in therapy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it had ever come up in therapy for me.
Wow.
And finally I was like, hey, I should talk to you about this. And, you know, I think it probably also correlates to every other thing I'm dealing with in my life, my emotional, mental life. So yeah, I'm working on it. I also think that, you know, being a quote unquote people pleaser, it's also not a bad thing. You know, so totally. Many of the times the way we talk about these things about ourselves, it's like, this is negative and I've got to fix it. And it's like, well, there are also qualities, you know, in that personality type that are wonderful.
Yes.
So to all my fellow people pleasers out there,
I mean,
hey,
we can't both, if we were both people pleasers,
this wouldn't work.
It wouldn't work. But if we were also both like me, it wouldn't work.
No, we luckily
people displeasers.
That's who we are. That's not what you are.
I know.
you're less afraid of like the disappointment of others. It's not like you are constantly seeking to disappoint people, but it's not.
It doesn't scare me.
It doesn't scare you. Mm-hmm. And having to say no doesn't scare you.
In fact, I often enjoy saying no.
Oh, God.
No is a complete sentence.
Wow. Look. Okay. Mm-hmm. Episode title. Switching gears. We have a really interesting email that I don't know if I know how to answer, but I feel like we want to share it with the audience. Maybe someone will have some thoughts.
Yes.
Hi, Cat and Door. Longtime listener, first time emailer. I'm looking for slightly atypical dating advice. Not sure you'll want to answer this on the pod. Oh, we do. Because I know you have younger listeners, but I think it's a real concern a lot of other people might also relate to. I'm a young professional in my late 20s and have started dating with gusto, actively looking for something serious. I don't have a problem getting dates. I'm funny, attractive, and outgoing, but I'm struggling with how to date without having sex too soon. Lest you think I'm a virgin or saving myself, I'm not. I love sex. I live for it. I think it brings a real intimacy and allows me to connect on a deeper level. However, I got herpes from an ex about a year ago. While I've made my peace with it, parentheses, it's just a skin condition on your genitals that a lot of people have, I know. It's added another layer to the already complex situation of dating. I've been lightly and strongly rejected by the last 5 men I've dated when I bring up that I have herpes 2 to 3 dates in. So I've decided to wait on the convo and have sex so that they can get to know me first. But the question is, how? Logistically, physically, mentally, I am struggling to come up with 5+ dates that don't end up with us on a couch at the end of the night and me having to disclose. The other big issue is that I'm a very sexual person, and it's really hard to hold back such a big part of myself for weeks on end while I'm getting close to someone I like. The one time I've lasted that long, I ended up with a guy who was not very into sex to begin with. Any advice you or other listeners have is much appreciated.
I would love to hear from some listeners with herpes how they have managed dating.
Yeah.
And when they have disclosed that they have it. The other thing that I would say, and again, I defer to people who have herpes on this, but there is a part of me that's like these guys who, you know, rejected you after you brought it up. I'm kind of like, fuck them.
I am too.
You know, like they saved you time by showing that they were assholes like early on.
Interesting.
You know what I mean?
So you're saying bring it up rather than waiting the 5+ dates.
I think 3 dates in is a good time to bring it up. But again, I have not had to bring this up.
We're not speaking from experience.
So I'm not speaking from experience here. If someone who has herpes can come in and say that I'm totally wrong about this. But my gut is that 3 dates in is a good time to bring it up. Because I think by then, like, you know if you want to have sex with someone. I think waiting 5 or more dates, I think that is a long time, because sometimes, like, especially when you just start dating someone, sometimes you're only seeing them like once a week. So 5 dates could be like over a month, you know?
Yeah.
And I guess my other suggestion would be to I don't know how realistic this is, but try to date as many people at once as you can. Because like,
why not?
Then you're not putting all your eggs in one basket.
Right. You're not just sitting there and.
Yeah.
And they also asked, like, what are some dates to do that don't just end up kind of like in some sort of sexual situation?
Well, I think the goal is to not go back to one of your apartments or houses, right?
Yeah.
Like, end the date with a kiss by your car or by the subway, like wherever, you know. Wherever
the date's ending.
The date is ending. Maybe do dates on weeknights so you have a good excuse to not go back to someone's apartment.
A morning date?
Do a brunch date.
I mean, you can still bone after brunch, let's be honest. But
totally, but you could also have another place to be.
Right, right, right.
I think, you know, an activity, especially a second or third date, you could do an activity like bowling or karaoke. Mm-hmm. Or I don't know. What do people do?
I don't know. I'm 40 and I haven't dated in like 15 years.
Matt and I went to Disneyland on our second date.
That's cute.
It was cute.
That's like movie cute.
Yeah. It was pretty cute.
I mean, that only really applies to Los Angeles and Orlando based listeners.
Yeah.
I mean,
or Paris, yeah. Shanghai.
There's Disneyland, Disney in Japan.
Yes, Disney, yeah, Tokyo.
Okay, so all of you,
it's all those places,
yeah, you can do this. I don't know. This is a tough one. I don't think, because we don't have the personal experience, we don't really know. But I'm hoping
listeners have suggestions.
Thank you for writing in about this and trusting us with this one, listener. We appreciate it. We hope you find a good egg.
Yes.
These dudes who are rejecting you. What ding dongs.
Yeah, seriously.
But again, dodged a bullet.
Totally. All right, let's take another short break.
Yes, please. It shouldn't be so hard or expensive to find furniture that exudes elegance, sophistication, and a touch of luxury. And we're happy to say that today's sponsor, Article, makes getting quality furniture as easy as checking the pieces out online. Thanks to their online-only model, they have some really great manageable prices. Article believes in delightful design for every home, so you can get to creating a space that truly reflects your personal style. I now have a space that is quite outfitted in Article, and I have to tell you how not just like seamless, but truly enjoyable the ordering and shipping process was. It was extremely fast. It's affordable, very convenient because I got to pick the delivery time and they sent me updates every step of the way. It was like they knew that I was an obsessive checker on shipping and they were like, we see you, we honor you, and we're going to support that journey for you. As Dory knows, I have a beautiful bench from Article right when you enter my home.
It
have some
beautiful,
gorgeous planters, and then my favorite, my kind of like surprise favorite piece from Article are the blankets I have gotten for my sofa that my family all hogs.
Oh.
Including my dogs. My dogs love these blankets so they're like throws on our couch. The dogs try to monopolize them.
Dogs are such blanket hogs.
They know a soft blanket when they see one, I gotta say. So their endorsement, honestly, their endorsement says more than mine ever could. That's how soft these blankets are.
Article has all kind of curated furniture from mid-century modern or coastal to industrial, Scandi, boho. So no matter what style you're leaning toward, they have got something for you. And you could really do like every room in your house in a different kind of style if you wanted to. And with Article's team of designers, no matter what piece or how many, you're sure to find the perfect balance between style, quality, and price. Article is offering Forever 35 listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. To claim it, visit article.com/forever and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/forever for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more.
Hi. This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
We have returned.
We didn't go anywhere.
That's true.
We've been sitting here the whole time, but we just come back on. Okay, we've got another sad tip that is so great. No one has shared this one yet that I felt like we had to play this.
And again, sad meaning seasonal affective disorder.
Yes.
Not tips about
being sad.
Well, it is kind of tips about being sad.
But also I say seasonal affectiveness disorder, which is wrong. But I can't not say it. Okay, here we go.
Hi, Kate and Dory. My name is Alexis. I am from Kansas City, Missouri. I'm currently living in Lansing, Michigan, but I'm calling you on Thanksgiving. And so I'm calling you from Kansas City, Missouri. I just wanted to say that I am super grateful this year because on Tuesday, my father was in a major car accident. A rollover at night in the dark, and it's so scary. The pictures of the car are incredible, that it's just a miracle that he survived. And so I'm extra grateful that he survived. He's alive. He's home. We're going to be celebrating Thanksgiving together here in about an hour. And I had a minute to get my makeup on and get ready, and I was listening to the podcast, and I heard that there's a listener that wanted to know some seasonal depression type hacks or just in general. And one of the things that I started doing recently is watching live cams at zoos. They have these live cams set up in various zoos all across the country, probably across the world, and you can watch the animals. And I think it's super soothing and peaceful. Recently, there's an NPR story about the panda Bebe getting sent back to China. And I started watching that live cam before he left, and I realized, hey, this is a nice little break, or it's kind of fun to take a little sneak peek of the animals playing around. So that is something just to pass along to everyone. Okay, I better go get ready for Thanksgiving. This is my first Thanksgiving as a divorced lady, so single lady at Thanksgiving dinner, but my dad's definitely stolen the show with his turn of events this week. So I'm not so worried about any conversations about me being a single lady at Thanksgiving. Okay, have a great rest of 2019, and I can't wait to see what's in store for 2020. Thank you. Goodbye.
Wow. I just love so many layers of this voicemail.
Same.
First of all, we're both so glad that your father's okay.
Yes. Oh my goodness.
That must have been really hard to go through.
So scary.
Yeah. So we feel your gratitude. We share it. Also, shout out to that first Thanksgiving as a divorced lady.
Yeah.
Hope you rocked it out.
Yeah.
Now on to
zoo cams. Why did I never think of this? It's genius.
It's so genius, and it sounds so soothing. Mm-hmm. I've never even watched a zoo cam.
I've only watched I've watched puppy cams.
I've clicked.
I've watched those cams that they had on like the eagles that were waiting for their eggs to hatch.
I vaguely remember this. That was kind of like a viral moment.
Hawks. I forget what kinds of birds they were. Yeah, I've watched those, but I've never watched a zoo cam.
I haven't either. And, you know, I have to say the one thing that really like struck me about this in a delightful way is that we've been doing this podcast for 2 years. We've asked people for their like tiny, simple self-care routines. And this has never come up until now.
Correct.
And like that just to me means like there's a whole world of self-care routines out there.
Yes.
That are so individualized and so wonderful. And like, yes, a zoo cam. That
Bring
sounds
it
like
on.
A great way to end the day.
Bring on a zoo cam.
Anthony King is emerging into the house again. You ever watch a zoo cam, Anthony King? Okay. Well, there we go.
There's our answer.
Yep. It's not his self-care practice, but
that's okay.
It might be somebody else's. I would definitely do this.
Yes.
So that's all I want to say.
Okay.
I'm down for a zoo cam. So if other people watch zoo cams,
Yeah.
Tell us.
Tell us. Do you have a favorite zoo cam that you watch?
I would like to know that. And also what animals?
Mm-hmm. What animals are the most soothing?
Yeah. And what zoo? What zoo has
what
the best
zoo?
Vibe?
Yeah.
Or what like animal sanctuary?
Yeah.
I mean, look.
Yes. And I think some people don't feel great about zoos.
Right. But there have to be other places to watch animal cams.
Yes.
I mean, look, this was a plot point on Schitt's Creek.
Oh, well, way to bring it back to Schitt's Creek, Kate.
Talk about self-care.
Interesting.
Yep. Yeah.
All right. Well, this is our last mini ep of 2019.
I, too, can't wait to see what 2020 has in store.
Same.
Hopefully more sleep.
And a lot more great listener questions.
Oh, we have the best listeners.
We do. Thank you, listeners, so much.
We really appreciate you.
We do.
Have a great end of your year.
Bye.